We've examined exactly the number of arrests and the reason why we had the number of arrests over the last 2 years. And after consultations through the Joint Policing Committee, we realised from listening to what they had to tell us that more had to be done regarding policing, regarding the rally weekend. And the zero tolerance policy that we have adopted is in an effort to contain the behaviour that goes on at the weekend. We know we're going to have large crowds of people in the town. We ask the people that are coming to town to behave themselves, respect the residents in the town. There's an awful lot of residents, people that live in this town, and just ask the question of themselves, would they do this outside their own homes in the counties that they live in? And if they're not going to do it there, why do it up here?
We have seen in years past, on the Monday after the rally, a high level of people attending the court. It's something that you obviously wouldn't like to see, but something that may need to be done this year.
Well, again, we have requested through the court service that we put them on notice that we may require a special court on Saturday and Sunday. They've informed us that, yes, there will be a judge on standby if that's needed, but we hope we don't have to use that. But I have a feeling from monitoring social media, looking at what people are saying regarding what they're going to do when they come to this county, that that's going to be very, very difficult to avoid. But I would just ask the people who come to the county just to let them know that we will, if they do engage in antisocial behaviour on the roads, they will be dealt with accordingly, and if needs be, they will be arrested, they will be charged, and they will be taken to court.